Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point Off podcast. I'm Philip, and this is the episode where my sister needs to bleep out most of the things I say. Management has stated that I need to include this, so here I go. It's satisfying that episode 22 is going live on the 5th of May. Or is it though? So now that we get the formal things out of the way, let's get started, shall we? So, a big interest of mine is gaming. Now you might say, Philip, why? Why gaming? Let me tell you this. Gaming is first of all fun, obviously. And you get to meet new people. Well, not exactly over games per se, but like platforms you use for it, like Discord. That's what most of the people use. For the boomers out there, Discord is a chatting and, well, voice call platform like Skype, but in a bit more modern. So, yeah. One story. This actually was happening to me yesterday. Well, actually today at 2 a.m, but let's not get into that. Sleep cycle is a bit fucked right now. So, we were like four people in the call, including me. And a common thing for boys is, well, the topic girls. So, we were joking about that one guy. When a girl is giving him the hand or something, or like is touching him, you know, he will ascend into a different dimension. And then I was just going like, yeah, same. So, that's a thing. And then, like, the people were going, yeah, no, you probably have a girlfriend. And I was like, good that people assume that. Yeah, that's a thing why I like that. Like, you get, like, these stories. Well, for you, it probably won't be that funny. But, like, for me, it is. It's like a memory. Like, most of the people who don't play games, they are just like, oh, well, it's just like you're doing nothing. Well, thing is, if you're sitting at your PC, laptop, whatever, and you're in a call with people, you don't have to play games per se, you know. You can also just talk. It's just like using the telephone or cell phone, but you're not using the cell phone or telephone, yeah. Another interest of mine is voice acting, because I get told I have a good voice for that. And because I'm, well, let's just say, low confidence, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not so sure, because I also do streaming since like 3 weeks, I think, something like that. Well, currently I'm taking a break. So yeah, and when I'm hearing myself, I'm always like, yeah, my voice isn't that deep, because I hear myself way lower than I actually speak. Like, there was a, actually my sister was showing me that, and there's a video of a guy. I'm not sure if she already talked about this, but I'm gonna talk about it anyways. There's like, on WhatsApp you can send messages that you can speak. It's basically just, you send something you said. Anyway, so that's a thing. And he was sending that to a friend, or his girlfriend, I don't remember anymore, but he was like talking normally, how his voice really is, and then he was replaying it, and then it was his voice again.
But it sounded a bit more like this.
I totally can relate with that. Yeah. Well, when people tell me like, oh, your voice is very nice, I'd like to have a voice like this. I was like, well, thank you, but you're just saying that because, just because, yeah. And, well, very bad at taking, receiving compliments. That's the word. Well, when my parents say, oh, you're so pretty, or something like, oh, yeah, like typical family stuff or parent stuff they tell you. I was like, yeah, thanks, but, well, you're my mother, so, I mean, thank you, but you're my mother, that's the thing. And when friends tell me, hey, that's nice of you, or something like that, I was like, you're just saying that because you're polite, so you can never make it right for me. Anyways, that's a thing I want to just change. for myself so that I receive compliments better. Next point would be role models. Everyone has a role model. For me, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he has achieved so many things and the things he wanted in his life. I mean, he started out as a bodybuilder. He's got his iconic Austrian accent, like the normies would say, but the Chad people, or yeah, the cooler guys would say he's got the Arnie voice. So, so yeah, he's a, like I said, role model, because achieved many things and people were telling him, you can't become an actor with that voice and you're way too massive. And he was just like, I don't fucking care. I'll still do it. And he became an actor. So that's really cool. And that shows me that you can achieve anything in your life. He became also governor of California. I almost forgot that part. But yeah, that shows me actually. Don't listen to the people that say you can't do it. Just say, I can do it. Come on. No. But you know, he's also a person I want to do an impression of. So yeah, that's a thing I also want to work on. And right now is the perfect time to work on things like these. Normal people would like say, yeah, I'm learning a new instrumental stuff, but I'm just going like, I want to learn voices of people. But yeah, no, thanks to my sister, I got a new harmonica for Easton. Well, not a new harmonica, but yeah, it's a new harmonica. Don't get me wrong, but it's my first harmonica. So yeah. Like, that's the thing. I also want to start with guitar so I can become a country singer. So yeah, that's my plans. I like photoshopping. I also love that stuff. Like, I love doing shit posts. So basically a shit post for me is like a dumb picture. And well, one of my shit posts was Hitman or Agent 47. Some people know him. He's an assassin you play. And you have to silently take out targets. I mean, you could also go in guns blazing, but yeah. Anyways, I was cutting out the head of him in Photoshop. I was replacing his head with the one of Mr. Clean. So yeah, that's a thing. But like, I also like accents very much. I love different cultures. I want to see more things. I've only seen Croatia, Malta, Germany, obviously. But I want to go around the world and see America. Like, I want to visit the UK. Also want to go to Russia and Australia. So yeah, got a wide variety of countries I want to visit. So yeah, currently I'm still working on my accents, but like when I'm in a call with people, I'm in a Discord server where there's many people who say, I want to become a voice actor. So it's a bit fitting for me, isn't it? And there, you sometimes just speak in different accents just to try them out and see how the people react and what feedback you get. Like once I was in a call on there and one guy was asking me, what's that accent? And I was like, I have no idea. Because I'm watching YouTube very much, like really, really much, and I don't watch anything but English YouTubers. Like, not English, but like English-speaking YouTubers. Like, also American ones. So yeah, that's where I learned speaking and talking and how things are pronounced. And I also learned new words. Like, one word I learned a couple of weeks ago is Ayoop, which is, hey, what's up? But it's used in Northern England. So yeah. And gladly people understand it. I don't have to explain it. So yeah, that's a thing. But yeah, the last thing I have to talk about, or I have written on here, is Count Binface. That's a guy I found on YouTube. Thanks for the YouTube recommended section. It's a guy who is dressed in a knight armor and has a literal bin on his head. I'm not even joking with you. You can search it on YouTube and the internet. Count Binface. And like, he's not a typical YouTuber or guy like that. He's not like the guy who does commentary videos or has a podcast like my sister.
But
he is a politician. Surprisingly, he's a politician. And yeah, that's a thing, I guess. Chrome Dad bin, I love it very much. It's like customized, so it's so big that there's not enough room for his shoulders if he would just put on a bin on his head. But like, it's carved out or cut out so his shoulders can fit. So yeah, that's the thing. So anyways, if you enjoyed this episode or this podcast in particular, recommend it even further and drop a like. And don't forget to subscribe and activate the bell when new episodes are coming up. I'm not sure if this is the last time you will hear from me. But anyways, thanks for listening. And until next time, farewell.